Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The family that owns the Ambassador Bridge got a boost to their plans to build a new one, replacing their existing 87-year-old bridge. The Maroon family says the Canadian government granted approval for them to build a new cable-stayed six-lane bridge. Dave Battagello is a reporter with the Windsor Star. He's been following bridge developments for many years. Dave, were you surprised by this news?
Yes and no. I'm surprised more at the timing. It's pretty well known that the Ambassador Bridge is aging. It's not in great shape, so at some point it was going to get approvals put in place to get a second or twin span constructed. It's just the timing. All the focus has been on the planned Gordie Howe International Bridge. Everybody was under the understanding that the shovel was going to get in the ground for that one first. And then at some point, the Maroon family will get approvals for their new crossing, but that's not the way things occurred.
What conditions did Ottawa attach to this approval?
They have several conditions, and I think that's the big question mark today is how the Maroons will live up to some of these conditions. The primary one that everybody's kind of focusing on today is the current Ambassador Bridge will have to come down within 5 years after opening up the new span. So everybody's curious how that will play out, whether there's any enforcements attached to it that the Maroon family will indeed follow through on that.
And then what do they have to do some road and infrastructure work on the Windsor side?
Well, the infrastructure, they have a number of properties that they've tied up for years in terms of residential homes, some commercial businesses, some apartment buildings, and they're all boarded up. What Ottawa has said that they have to do is take these buildings down now, and the property that's not immediately needed for the bridge and the plaza has to be turned into parkland. So again, Windsor is concerned whether that's exactly what's going to happen or the Maroons will just leave some derelict property sitting around their plaza and bridge.
Yeah, let's talk a little more about the relationship between the Maroons and the people of Windsor and the Windsor officials. It's been rocky, hasn't it?
Rocky is one word. I can think of about five or six other words that might be a little more clear on how bad it's been. It's not been good at all. It's not been a friendly situation. There's been plenty of opportunities for the Maroon family to kind of do the right thing by the community, and they've chosen not to for whatever reason. These boarded-up homes on Indian Road is a prime example of that. They have about 125 properties that they own, and they've sat there, in some cases, 10, 15 years now, just boarded up, rotting away. And they're an eyesore on an entire section of our city. So that's a prime example of how they've done business and how they've chosen to do business. Everybody was saying, why didn't they just let these homes continue to function until they actually had permission for this twin span? So it's not been a good history.
And then tell us, Dave, about the relationship between the Maroons and Ottawa, the Canadian government, through the years.
Well, it depends on the government of the day. And as you know, in your own country, that the governments of the day in the nation's capital can change on a dime. So that's kind of what's happened. We had the Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, who was very gung-ho to get the Gordie Howe Bridge up and started to get things going. He had a team in place. Things were moving very, very quickly, and it looked like this bridge was going to be open and done by 2020. Then we had a change in our Prime Minister. Justin Trudeau is now our Prime Minister, and there's been quite a change. I'm just talking about this bridge project specifically, quite a change in the approach. And it's kind of fallen off the radar quite a bit. Not much has happened since Justin Trudeau's been our prime minister on this project alone.
So should there be concern about the Gordie Howe Bridge, this publicly funded bridge a couple of miles downstream near Zug Island?
Yeah, and that's what everybody's going to wait and see. If you're building a brand new six-lane crossing, that the Maroon family is going to operate and get going, what exactly is the need now for the Gordie Howe Bridge? Ottawa said yesterday that they're indeed very committed to it, that they're going to ensure that this Howe Bridge gets built in a timely fashion. They think that there is a need for sure to have two six-lane crossings here at the Windsor-Detroit border.
Are there any other significant hurdles that the Maroons face to get this second bridge next to the Ambassador Bridge?
This was the last remaining major hurdle. There could be still some challenges ahead of them. They need municipal permits. They need some property. I believe that the Riverside Park on the Detroit side still has to be ironed out in terms of exactly what they need over there. And I'm not sure exactly what state approvals they may need as well, but there may be some permissions that are still required. But I don't really see a whole lot of hurdles in their way from this point on.
So, Dave, bottom line, by 2023 or thereabouts, can we expect to be seeing two bridges between Detroit and Windsor?
I would say 2023 seems to be the current timeline now for the Howe Bridge. I think you'll see the Maroon family move real quick now that they have all their permits in place, and you're going to see a new bridge maybe by 2020, 2021. Their crossing should be up and running, and then what happens with the Howe Bridge and how that plays out still is a story to be told.
Dave Battagello with the Windsor Star has followed the bridge developments for many, many years. Dave, thanks for taking time to talk with us today.
Good to catch up with you, Cynthia. Take care.